And it's a very happy Saturday evening to you, Audio Boo. Sean with you on my way now, Stevenage Railway Station, on my way into LBC 97.3 at Leicester Square to participate on the political panel with the excellent at Ian Collins UK, if you fancy giving him a follow on Twitter. Now, what do I tell him when the subject, and as likely it will, of Philip Hammond defence cuts come up? Because the Defence Secretary, Philip Hammond, has said very clearly that the military cannot be cut anymore, and he is urging extra cuts in welfare. Now, there are two questions there, really. The first is on the military. Do you think that we're getting the balance right? The first duty of government is to defend our people. The government says that we would still be, after all the current cuts that are said and done, the fourth largest military in the world. However, any more cuts in terms of personnel, says Philip Hammond, would put that first duty in danger, and we would not be able to meet the key objectives of our current commitments under the Strategic Defence and Security Review, the SDSR, political language, as reviewed in 2010. Do you think the welfare budget's the thing to take it from? The argument from Philip Hammond, who, it has to be said, is rather a right-wing Tory. He's kind of the cabinet token Tory at the moment, given that the real David Davis and the like is currently not in government. You know, he would argue that the unemployment rate is going down, the claimant count, etc., so could more money be saved from there? But we've already seen sort of in excess of £18 billion cut. And we've seen with things like ATOS that it's at least controversial, with people arguing that the capability assessments are being slightly botched. And listening to Dizzy Thinker here, we've got a train going past, I'm sure you can still hear me, however. Dizzy Thinker explaining how, despite being severely sight impaired, they were waving their hands in front of her face. And when she says, "Yes, I'm aware of the movement," I think it was Dizzy Thinker, it might have been Brailsnail now, sorry if I'm confusing, but forgive my manners, then written on the form, short-sighted. So yeah, it's a controversial topic, but what do I say on LBC about that particular comment? Your thoughts on that would be incredibly welcome. And what's your views on the rise of the UK Independence Party in the Eastleigh election, in the Eastleigh by-election? You can scroll down and listen to my report on the Eastleigh by-election for a bit of the detail on that one. A humiliation for David Cameron, but also a situation that places him in great danger. Have you voted UKIP? Would you vote UKIP? Would you vote UKIP as a protest against the Tories if you're a traditional Tory voter? And what of Nigel Farage's claims that traditional Tory voters have thought to themselves, is David Cameron a Tory really, and that they've concluded that no, he's not, and therefore UKIP have got the vote? So all your thoughts on that one, do let us know. You should be listening to LBC 97.3, Sky Channel 0112, or online at lbc.co.uk, and then if you go down to, I believe it's the Listen Live icon, because Ian Collins is on the air as we speak, and it's an excellent show. I've just listened to a caller saying his name is Dean from Romania, and I slightly doubted the authenticity at first because of what he was saying, but no, some of the accents and the way he uses the English language persuaded me that he is a Romanian. But he was saying that you know, Romanians can't believe the welfare system here in the UK, and he was saying, no, you shouldn't give us all your jobs. It's a rather interesting angle on it, so I'd love to hear your thoughts on that one. You can get involved in that last debate by calling Ian Collins up on LBC on 0845 090973. No, I beg your pardon, it's 0845 606 0973. I beg your pardon, 0845 606 0973. But what do I tell Ian Collins and London and the nation who are listening on lbc.co.uk and Sky Channel 0112 about Philip Hammond defence cuts and more welfare cuts?